bring out the big flies and connect with Big Cutthroat at Strawberry Reservoir. We're setting the hook next on Western Life Radio. The hunts are on, and no matter what game you're after this fall, Sportsman's Warehouse has the gear needed to enhance your outdoor experience. From camping to fishing to hunting and more, Sportsman's Warehouse stores are filled with the brands you know and trust. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable people who share your passion for the great outdoors. So whether you're hunting game or hunting the best deals to get a jump on the holiday season, visit one of your Utah Sportsman's Warehouse locations and take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hungry Cutthroat are looking for lots of protein before the cold winter returns. David Richards with Sportsman's Warehouse heads to Strawberry Reservoir.
Yeah, the water turned just recently, so we're a little ways from ice, and those fish have the feed bag mentality. They need to start eating right away. They know winter's coming, so they're not as picky as they are normally, and they're a little more aggressive, and there's a lot of feeding frenzy, so it can make for some hot, fast fishing. The bait fish have come shallower, so the bigger fish follow them right in. So, yeah, it helps even the playing field. You know, you don't have to have a boat to target those bigger fish now. You can get them right off the shore from power bait and a worm, different crankbaits and tube jigs, things like that. It's all working really well right now. I've heard varying reports. I've heard some guys doing well first thing in the morning, but it seems like everybody's doing well more in that afternoon time. And yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there with the, you know, the water warms up a little and it's starting to cool down. So with the light diminishing and things like that, they feel a little safer and it'll come a little more shallow. For the fly fisher, the white woolly bugger seems to be the hot pattern right now, whether just standard white or a white crystal killer. That seems to be the hot one. I've heard a lot of good reports from olive with red in it, whether the body's red or just has some red flash. That seems to be one that'll trigger them. Your wine and purple colors will work really well, blood colors. Black always works up there. Brown's a good one with the crawdads. There's a plethora of colors that should work right now.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.